This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, will make their first appearance as a ticket on Wednesday in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. The newly named pair plan to take on President Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence, in the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, Gopalan Balachandran, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was quite ambitious and wanted to run for public office. He added, "The women in our family are extremely strong and she can handle the campaign." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held talks with Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Prague on Wednesday. This is the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. In a news conference with the prime minister, Pompeo addressed arms sales to Saudi Arabia in 2019. He said the State Department did everything by the book with regard to those sales. His comments come after a State Department Inspector General report earlier this week concluded the State Department did not fully evaluate the risk of civilian casualties in Yemen when it pushed through the huge 2019 precision-guided munitions sale to Saudi Arabia. A train derailment on the east coast of Scotland has left a number of people injured on Wednesday morning. That, according to First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. She told the Edinburgh Parliament a major incident has been declared after the derailment near Stonehaven. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump announced Tuesday an agreement between the federal government and an American biotech company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Moderna is to manufacture the vaccine while clinical trials are underway. The company developed the vaccine in a joint initiative with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Three vaccine candidates in the United States are in the final stage of human trials. The Trump administration's Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, said the latest actions increase the likelihood of a vaccine candidate by 2021. President Trump did not comment on an announcement earlier in the day by Russia. President Vladimir Putin said that his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine, despite a lack of data to back up his claims that the drug is safe to administer to humans. The Russian president also said his daughter had been inoculated in an early testing phase. The French Foreign Ministry said on Wednesday that French citizens should avoid going to Niger when possible. This comes after six French aid workers were shot and killed in Niger on August 9th. The Foreign Ministry said on its website that most of Niger was deemed a red high-risk zone. Uzbekistan's government said on Wednesday it will lift its second lockdown starting from Saturday, promising to restore most services in the Central Asian country within days in order to revive the economy. The government reintroduced a lockdown last month after lifting restrictions in June led to a surge in new COVID-19 cases. On Saturday, people will be allowed to drive their cars again and hold ceremonies such as weddings for up to 30 guests at their homes. Businesses such as hotels, barbershops, and outdoor cafes will also be allowed to reopen, and air and rail traffic will resume. Police in Mali fired tear gas and water cannon at daybreak on Wednesday to disperse hundreds of protesters who had occupied and spent the night in a square in the capital Bamako, demanding the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Thousands of people had gathered at Independence Square in Bamako on Tuesday after the opposition resumed protests as talks mediated by West African regional leaders to resolve the crisis stalled. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.